U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice says the Obama administration has seen no definitive sign of a transfer of power in North Korea, where state media have been mostly mute on the whereabouts of leader Kim Jong-un, who Yonhap has just been reporting made an appearance today. VOA's Victor Beatty reports some analysts say Mr. Kim's absence for about a month now may have been the latest attempt to gain attention as the global community is distracted by other world events.
Appearing Sunday on the NBC program Meet the Press, Rice was asked if she believes Kim Jong-un remains the leader of North Korea.
Obviously, we're watching very carefully what's happening in North Korea. It's a country that we monitor with great attention. We have not seen any indications of a transfer of power at this point in North Korea that we view as definitive, but we'll continue to watch it carefully.
Last week, a U.S. State Department spokeswoman had little to say about Mr. Kim's absence other than to say she was aware of the reports, adding there is little reliable information provided by what she called the opaque North Korean regime. Mr. Kim, believed to be in his early 30s, has not been seen publicly since September 3rd and was absent during an event Friday commemorating the founding of the ruling North Korean Workers' Party. State media have said the North Korean leader is experiencing discomfort. Korea Society Vice President Stephen Norper says he does not view the absence as very significant.
Kim Jong-un himself has had two extended periods of absence before this, and this is actually something that his father and his grandfather also did, which was to not appear in press or media for a period of time. So there's an element of keep them guessing.
Norper is quick to add that something may have happened to Mr. Kim, although he says analysts who watch North Korea closely have little insight into whether Mr. Kim is the target of a power struggle, is ill, or is simply seeking international attention that is distracted by events in the Middle East and Ukraine. The South Korean news agency Yonhap quotes former U.S. Embassy Deputy Chief of Mission Mark Tokola as saying North Korean leaders have a history of wanting to receive international attention, and Mr. Kim's absence may be a non-provocative way to get it. Tokola says he believes Mr. Kim is still very much in charge. The Washington Post reports the absence comes at a time of North Korean diplomatic activity involving extensive travel by the foreign minister who addressed the U.N. General Assembly last month, the first time a North Korean diplomat has done so in 15 years. The country's international affairs secretary has also recently returned from Europe and met Mongolia's president in Beijing. North Korea has also engaged in talks with Japan over the abduction of Japanese citizens, and two top officials visited Seoul October 4 to attend the closing ceremonies of the Asian Games. Bruce Bennett of the RAND Corporation suggests the recent diplomatic flurry is a sign of a troubled economy and society in the North.
And so I think they're reaching out all sorts of places to see what help they can get. Of course, they're not willing to offer very much in return for that help. But I think they're trying to grab for straws at this point in time, going out to a variety of places. I mean, even coming to Seoul, that was such a surprise last weekend. They came, and what were they prepared to negotiate? They were prepared to negotiate to come back and negotiate again. That's not a whole lot to be offering.
Yet the North appears unwilling to talk to the United States. The Washington Post quotes a senior Obama administration official as saying the North is trying to gain acceptance as a normal nation on the world stage and to keep their nuclear weapons program in the process. Evans Revere, a former U.S. negotiator with Pyongyang and currently a senior fellow at the Center for Northeast Asian Policy Studies, says the North may be resorting to a familiar pattern, a charm offensive followed by an agreement, then a break in the dialogue, collapse of the agreement followed by rising tensions. Last week, the two Koreas traded small arms fire after Pyongyang shot at a propaganda-filled balloon sent by South Korean activists. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.